people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
We mentioned Padraig Tobin earlier on. And of course, the reason I mentioned him was because the Aon Tuairisc has heard that they will be seeking an increase in child benefit from 200 to 250 for every subsequent child. Currently, all parents and guardians of children under the age of 16 or under 19, if they're still in full-time education, are eligible to receive child benefit payments regardless of income. TD Regina Doherty, you know, the one that says there's nine genders, and former Minister for Social Protection, previously indicated that she was prepared to consider reducing payments for higher earners in an effort to pay for childcare for all. Latest figures reveal it's paid to over 650,000 families in respect of over 1.2 million children. In the Constitution, by the way. The state has a responsibility and duty to pay for them. In 2024, this resulted in an estimated expenditure of 2.1 billion. Only a very small number of parents are believed to actively choose not to claim the benefit. So there are some parents who are quite wealthy who actively choose not to claim it. But very small number. Now, if child benefit is reduced for certain people, such as their, let's put a figure on it, families who earn over 100,000 a joint income, for example, it's possible the overall amount of available support could then be redistributed to those on lower incomes and they could bring it up to 300 quid. That redistribution, of course, could manifest in increased payments or eligibility for social welfare programmes specifically designed to assist, pardon me, low-income families. But what do you think? Now, in Britain, as I said, if you earn over 50,000 sterling, it's classed as a child tax credit, not child benefit. They call it a different thing because it's a tax credit. And it's worked out by the revenue and not by the Department of Social Protection. But in Britain, once you go over 50,000, it's actually 49,995 or whatever it is. But once you go over that, you then have to start paying tax on child benefits. So the more you earn, the lower it gets. If you earn 100 grand, you probably get nothing. So here's the thing. Do you agree with it? Should everybody get child benefit, no matter how much you earn? Or do you believe there should be a cap? And I'll just throw out a figure, 100,000. Should there be a cap of 100 grand? On child benefit. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Julie, hi.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm good, Julie. Do you believe there should be a cap on child benefit?
No. I don't. I think, like, look, Niall, you're a working man, you're a working parent. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Child benefit is like once a month, yeah?
Once a month, yeah.
Yeah, so why should people that work not be entitled to something?
Well, because they're earning maybe, I don't know, 100 grand.
I don't care. The people that are earning nothing are entitled to money.
Yes, that's true. But then again, they're low income or they're earning nothing, as you rightly said, or they're on social welfare.
Yeah, but how is that your fault? You're like, well, how is that the working person's fault? The working person is out working for them to claim their own benefits, so why should they not be entitled to claim a benefit?
Because some people will argue they don't need it as much.
Well, how do they know? They might need it.
Well, when you say how do they know? You know by the very fact they earn more money, they're in less need of it.
It's not for them, it's for their children.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Well then, so it's not theirs, it's their children.
Like, I know a couple, for example, and they have four kids, so they get nearly 1,000 a month in child benefit, right? Mm-hmm. And they put it by every month and then use it for some holidays.
Yeah, no, I know parents as well that put it by them when they're 18, they'll give it to their kids. That's if they don't need to break into it in between because things aren't like the way they are. Well, yeah, no, that's what you do, you know? You can't spend every penny that's belonging to your child. So yeah, no, I do. Children all round.
So what about, how high of a cap? Say a million, if you're earning a million quid, should you still get child benefit?
Yeah, and then you could like, maybe make it optional, like, but you know what, at the end of the day, no, because if you're earning a million, then that means you've obviously done a bit of work in your time. So no, I think that it doesn't matter. The child is not earning a million.
So you still get it even if you earn the million as far as yours, if you want
yeah.
it. Now, you can choose not to claim it if you want to.
No, well, look, I don't think they should. I really don't believe they should because at the end of the day, they get up, they worked, they paid their taxes, they're paying their taxes every day for the people that don't work. So why should they not be entitled to something for their child? Their child is the innocent party in all this. You know, they need a future, regardless of the parent being a billionaire or not. They might never be, you know, at the end of the day. So think about that.
Okay, Julie, stay there. Let me go to Sean as well. Sean, hi, how are you?
Good, Niall, how are you?
Good. Sean, Julie says, yeah, if you're earning high income, you should still get it. Doesn't matter how much you earn.
I don't agree with it. I think there's a couple of people in this world that don't need it, you know. I'm not saying like, I understand they have two children, but they also have, they also get a lot of tax benefits and stuff like that, you know. They're like, the richer the people are, they're rich for a reason as well, Niall, you know. No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about people that's earning over 100 grand. I'm not, you know.
Okay, so where would you, where would you set the cap if it was you? Where would you, how much would you set the bar at?
I set the bar at 100,000. Anything above 100,000, I don't think you should be entitled to it. And I'd like, the reason I don't think you should be entitled to it is because if you, if you, if you're struggling to live off 100,000 income a year, then you're living above your means, way above your means, you know. And if you're, and like the money, like child benefits, not a lot of money.
Can you
anyway.
Imagine?
Like,
can you imagine? Can you imagine the tax that they pay throughout their life to earn that, or whatever they had that money for, whatever reason it is? Can you imagine the tax that they paid? So I think they're more than entitled to claim benefits for their children,
no,
regardless of what they're earned or they've earned or what they have or they haven't. If they're citizens in the country and there's a child benefit, they're more than entitled to it.
Okay, let him respond to that, Sean. Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with the taxpayer. I'm self-employed, bear in mind. I'm a self-employed business owner, right? And let me tell you, there's a lot of things that I should be entitled to that I don't get. And I believe there's a
same
lot of... The self-employed people are the worst treated people, working class people, in my opinion.
Don't get sick, like, for example.
No, we don't get anything. Sick pay, holiday pay, Christmas pay, we get nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you're earning over 100,000, like, I think if you're earning over 100,000, then I think you should be entitled to, entitled to other benefits, but not child benefit. Like, you know, I just don't see the point in it. I don't think €250 to a millionaire is going to benefit him. I think it would benefit...
I don't think they'd, even if they have that amount of money, notice the money going into their account. I'm sure they'd have an option. Like, if they had an option, they would do something valid with it. And if they didn't...
Well, they can. There's nothing stopping them not claiming it, and there's also nothing stopping them claiming it and giving it to charity. But they don't.
Exactly.
They tend not to.
They don't do that. The rich are rich for one reason, because they're fairly clever with their money. You know, you see rich people all the time. Like, I know, like, rich people, and they're fairly mean with their money. Like, but they're fairly clever with their money as well. So
their but it's not
benefits,
their money,
no.
It's the government's money.
Yeah, no, but that...
Children's allowance is the government's money.
Yeah, but when they get that 250 or €200, they're not giving it to their kid. They're not giving it to their kids.
How do you know that?
Because,
Now, to be fair, Sean, if you've got a... And I don't know whether you have children or not. But, you know, if you've got a child, you'll easily spend 250 or 200 quid on a child in a month. Easily.
In a week. A month.
A week. Yeah.
It's an expensive child if you're doing it in a week, can I just say. Okay, but you're, easily you'd spend 200 quid a month on a child. Easily.
You spend that a week. You spend that a week.
Summer camp, school uniform.
Yeah.
The list goes on. It never ends.
Oh, yeah. No, but even.
But then when you said a minute ago you wouldn't be spending that kind of money on a child.
I'm not saying that's how much in general.
No, not you, Julie. Sorry, Sean. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. What was the question, I?
You said a few minutes ago that you wouldn't need that kind of money for a child if you were earning good money, but you do, because everybody needs it. It helps everybody.
Oh yeah, no. Do you think someone that owns that kind of amount of money, over €100,000 a year, really relies on the child benefit?
Over 100,000. Yeah, I 100,000, Sean, is not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
There are many families out there with a family income of 100,000. That's only if the husband and wife, that's 50 grand each.
Yeah, no. Niall, I don't own €100,000 a year. But I'm well off now. I own my own house because I took gambles and I took chances when it was the right time to take them.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm benefiting. No, my wife gets a child benefit for us, like, you know, and it does help us out now. But I'm not on 100 grand a year, you know. I'm not on 100 grand a year. But
yeah, but a lot of people on 100 grand have set up a lifestyle around 100 grand. You know, they've
always on 100 grand.
Yeah, they've a nice house that costs them, say, I don't know, 26,000 a year in a mortgage. They've got a car that's probably costing 500 quid a week, you know, or a month, should I say. That's another six grand. They bring the kids on a nice holiday every year. So they set up their lifestyle around 100,000.
But why buy a car that costs 500 quid a week,
But that's what they, but that's what a new car costs nowadays, Sean.
I know, but it doesn't cost me. I'm paying 500 quid for a month for a car.
Yeah, that's what I said, 500. I did say 500 a month. Yeah.
No, I thought you said 500.
No, I know. I did initially and I changed it to a month. No, if you're paying 500 quid a week, you're either buying a Mercedes or a top of the range BMW. I'm not too sure.
A Ford Fiesta,
yeah.
Fuck's sake, yeah.
By the way, what's happened with cars? Why have they suddenly got so expensive? Or is that just my imagination?
No, it's because the Irish government got rid of the import from England. You know, if the cars were so cheap in England, people were going to England buying cars, and then they brought in the VRT or the Knox.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's got to be in the country for 6 months before you can sell it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and like the price of cars are going skyrocketing because people can't go to the UK to buy cars anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I went over once or twice to buy a car over there.
I bought an Insignia over there, and I saved myself 5,000.
Yeah, yeah,
when you could do it.
Yeah, there was up to, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, there was a huge saving. Up to Brexit, there was a huge saving in it. Okay, well, stay there a second, Sean. Let me just go to Martin as well. Stay there, Julie, as well. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Noel. Good evening.
Martin, just very quickly before we go to the break, and I will continue the conversation with you after the break, but do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea to you know, rule out certain people over a certain income? Now, I've only put 100 grand as an example, you know.
Yeah, well, I come from the position that the state is supposed to cherish all children equally. The idea of saying that because a person earns or a couple earns 100,000, 200,000, a million, I don't care. Quite frankly, it amazes me the things that people get really hot under the collar about. And at the same time, the things they don't get hot on the collar about.
Mm.
I would be far more in favour of seeing things like the bar in the doll closed so that we're not subsidising politicians who are earning hundreds of thousands every year to go drinking. There are things that are...
The bottle bring back reclaims, that bottle reclaim scheme, which turned out to be a total joke, by the way.
I mean, there are so many things that are just outrageous the way the state wanders money. I have no problem. I don't care if a person earns 10 million. I will. I live by the adage, Jesus said, render unto Caesar. I'll render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I'll pay my taxes. I always have. I know what John, I think it is,
was talking about.
As a self-employed person, I was self-employed for many years. I know what that's like. And now I work for a company. But the idea of saying that because a person or a couple earns over a certain amount, that they shouldn't be entitled to the full benefits that everyone else is entitled to. Now, I also heard that, well, a lot of couples will take that money and then put it towards holidays for their children and all the rest. Let me tell you something, Mark. For years, myself and my wife, when we were together and when our children were younger, we couldn't afford foreign holidays. Yes, I know there were several neighbours where neither of the parents worked and they were able to afford foreign holidays. Somehow, I don't know how, but they were able to afford them. And we didn't live a high life.
That's because you paid for everything they didn't.
Pardon?
That's because you paid for everything they didn't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that eventually we weren't able to go on a few foreign holidays. We were. But, this idea that because a person earns above a certain amount, that they're in a highly privileged position. You have no idea what their outgoings might be with regard to medication, medical expenses, education, all kinds of things. I am not in favour of penalising people for doing the right thing. Never would be, never will be. I would rather look at where the money's being squandered, left, right and centre, the children's hospital. I won't even go there because it just...
It infuriates me too. I know.
Really, you know, the money that's being spent on it, and it's still not there. And I don't believe the latest
27 next July, the 26th. Yeah.
Because even if it becomes operational as a building, they won't be able to staff it.
No,
it's not simple.
Now the whole thing is a joke.
So people getting irate and hot under the collar and looking at how well other people may be doing, you know, it really, come on, just let and let live, live and let live. And if you're gonna start slinging arrows, sling arrows in the right direction. That's just that's how I view it. And I really, honestly.
Sean, you're the one who's defending this and saying, you know, over a certain amount of money, yes, you shouldn't be getting it.
Like I'm on about people that's well off. Okay,
we haven't defined well off. You could say 100 grand is well off. Well, is it really?
No, I don't. I said 100 grand as if like I'm living 10 years ago. Okay, but I'm like if you're on over 100 grand, like that is you should be well off over that money. Okay, that bracket. But if they took the money off the rich people that don't need it and put it into other situations, like what the guy's saying about the nurses in the hospitals, then maybe the country would be better off with better hospitals and medical care,
I don't think the nurse and doctor situation is about the money.
Are you trying to say that they spend all the money on children's allowance? Would you cop yourself on? They don't. That's not the only money they spend.
No one is.
So the children's hospital not being built is not because rich parents are getting children's allowance. No. That's a fact.
I'm saying if you took the rich. I said we take the child allowance from the rich and put it into another.
Yeah, and we'd have a children's hospital if we didn't do that. Like, come on, be real.
We will have
children's hospital. I have faith.
Have you got faith? Fair play to Julie. Sean, I don't think by, you know, when you work at economics like that, it doesn't actually work. Like when we talk about the children, like let's focus on the children's hospital. It'll open next year, allegedly. It's been in planning since 2016. It's the longest building ever being built. Anyway, the most expensive too. But here's the thing, even when it opens, Martin is right. They'll have no one to staff it with. The staffing of hospitals is not just about money. It's about getting staff. It's about administration. We have loads of money. Ireland is a rich country, you know, per head of population. We're quite wealthy. So we're not short of a few quid. It's not about the money. It's about bad planning.
It's about bad governance.
Mm. So even if we decided there was 10,000 people who earned over 200 grand and you're not getting children's allowance, that's not going to make an ounce of difference.
No.
Realistically, in the big scheme of things.
No, but like it's just not the child allowance. It's the other things that Julie, would you go cop on for a minute, you know? It's the other things they have to do.
You enjoy the rest of the conversation. I'm going to look at the architect for the new children's hospital. Good night. God bless. Take care.
Bye.
It's the other things that they like. It's the government that where they hand out money now. It's never they talk about means testing. There's no means testing done. If you're a young couple and you get a mortgage, you buy a house. The minute you get the keys to that house, whatever way that house is left, it's up to you what you do to the house. But when they build new houses, they're giving people grants to go and buy new furniture.
This is social housing, yeah.
Yeah, social housing. So when they got where's the balance there, right? You work hard, get a mortgage, do good for yourself, and you get nothing.
You get no help. Martin mentioned this earlier on, yeah.
You know, there's no structure. This is like I understand. I set a bracket of 100,000, but I'm on about like people getting means tested properly. You know, and try and put a better structure in place to use the money for better reasons. That's what.
Okay,
I'm
so you're in favour of kind of means testing children's allowance.
Yeah, means testing, you know. I'm self-employed, and like the child allowance does help us benefit. You know, and I'm sure people. If people miss their child allowance.
How many kids have you got, Sean?
I've got two kids.
Okay.
Two kids.
Okay.
And I don't know what child allowance. I don't know what child allowance my wife gets.
400 a month. She gets 400 a month, isn't it?
I don't know. I never looked into it, because I don't really care what the government hands me out, because I've been the kind of person that just pulled up my socks and just got to work and done my own thing and benefit for myself and not benefit off the government, you know? And I've been self-employed for about 10 years now, and it is hard because the government gives you nothing as a self-employed person, you know? Do you know what would be great, Niall, as a self-employed person? A bonus at Christmas time. So whatever your weekly wage is, maybe the government gave you that come Christmas, so you can actually take a week off at Christmas and enjoy time with your family.
I don't disagree with you. I completely disagree. Now, obviously, you would have to cap it at a certain level, because somebody come along and say, I'm self-employed and I earn 40 grand a month. You have to give me a bonus of 40 grand. So you would cap it at a certain amount, 1,000 quid or whatever it is. Yeah, but I don't disagree with you. I think that's a great idea, Sean. I also do believe there should be sick paid, similar to anybody else, capped at a certain amount for people who are self-employed as well. But there just isn't. But stay there, Martin and Sean. Debbie, I'm going to come to you. Debbie, hi, how are you?
How are you?
How are you doing? Debbie, should we reduce or do away with child benefit for people who earn over a certain amount of money?
Well, for people that have like more money, like not.
Your phone is really bad, Debbie. I don't know if you're upstairs or downstairs or out the back garden or where you are. Yeah.
No.
We're not going to hear a word you're saying. But try. Go on. Go on. I can hear you now. Yes.
Is that any better now?
Yeah, that's better. Go for it, Debbie. Quickly, come. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, like, everybody deserves a chance to get that money, you know? And everyone has kids. Most of the people, I would have spent that on the kids every month, you know, going on holidays. Kids.
On holidays, yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't know.
Unfortunately, Debbie, I'm going to have to let you go because your line is just too bad and we're kind of missing every second word that you're saying. I do apologise. Let me go to Rob. Rob, hi, how are you?
Good night, you know, really well. I want to say to you, this children's announcing.
Yeah, do you believe everyone should get it? Do you believe everybody should get it?
Not at all, no. No, it's nonsense. And even the people who are well off don't even want it, but it's quite similar to the thing they do in the winter as well. Or they had done previously with the credits.
Oh,
on
the credits,
ESP.
Yeah.
And that was across the board.
Yeah, but
they came up with some bullshit answer saying that.
Well, it wasn't financially viable to administrate it or means test it.
Yeah,
unless it was going to be an ongoing payment, which it wasn't. It wouldn't have been the same with the COVID money. Do you remember the 400 quid or 350, whatever it was?
The 350, yeah.
Yeah. It just, because they thought it was going to be over a very short period of time. They didn't think it was going to last 2.5 years. So they didn't administrate it. They didn't means test it. So because it would have cost too much money to do that.
Yeah. But then, I mean, they could have gotten staff to do it, though, Noel. I don't understand that either.
But they don't, But they don't to means test things. It means people sending in their bank statements or their wage slips and all that. They needed to get that money out quickly to people, particularly say during COVID. So they just kind of accepted every application for it.
It was
absolutely abused. Of course it was.
But that was taken outside the country, though. It was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Oh, completely. I mean, it was millions sent overseas.
Yeah.
But anyway. Where are we? Back on the
children's allowance. Yeah, back on it. So do you believe the people who earn, say, over 100 grand should get children's allowance?
No, they shouldn't, no.
No.
And by the way, it's not really for the kids anyway, the children's allowance.
Who is it for?
It's for the mummy or the daddy, or so, you know.
Well, it is for the kids, but it's given to the... Obviously, you can't give
it to an individual child. The kids never get it, though.
Well, they do.
I don't know this. It doesn't go on as much as it used to years ago. First Tuesday of every month, Mickey Money was the...
Yeah, they used to call it the Feast of St. Michael in Rumours Nightclub. Yeah, I remember I used to work that night.
That's right. All the bars and all the Dublin used to find venues, special venues.
Yeah.
For the first Tuesday.
Yeah, we used to call it the Feast of St. Michael.
Niall.
Yes, sorry, Martin.
Yeah, sorry. Look, my view on it boils down to, as I said, you know, there are all kinds of inequities and unfairnesses. Unfairnesses, is that a real word? Unfairness.
Unfairnesses. Go on, yeah.
Okay, there are all kinds of things that are unfair in the system.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, and I know I harp on about the Constitution, but the Constitution, even though I don't believe it does, in principle, the Constitution is supposed to regard all children as being equal, and the state, the Constitution, the country, were supposed to cherish all children. Now, when it comes to all the other things, all the other kind of benefits, they're not actually covered under the Constitution. So for me, it starts with that. It starts constitutionally, all children are regarded as being precious and equal, even though we know in reality they're not.
Mm.
But the idea of saying that because a person earns 100,000, it's ludicrous to say that, well, they have, you know, I'm sure there are a high proportion of them would be in a better position, but there are many that aren't. And the idea of saying that, well, no, you know, children's allowance never gets spent on children. I can tell you, my two daughters and their husbands, the children's allowance money they get goes on their children. Because if, for anyone who doesn't realise it, the way education is going in this system with uniforms, laptops, all these electronic devices and everything else that are getting introduced, and parents have to pay for those things, that money goes towards my grandchildren. I don't know when the last time my daughters and their husbands or their children had holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They're in exactly the same position I was in nearly 30 years ago. They're doing what they have to do to raise their families, to pay their mortgages, to do everything else. And that gets back to what you were talking about earlier on. The idea that no one would benefit if 100% mortgages were paid out, I'll tell you who would benefit. The developers would benefit because they'd push the price up. The government would benefit because property tax...
It's a bit of a get-out clause for the government. It's just not addressing the issue, yeah.
Property tax would go up, so the government would get a bigger take, and insurance companies would make more money because as the property values go up,
insurance
to insure your property, you're going to be paying more to an insurance company. Everyone else loses because without a supply in the market to meet the demand, the price will only go up. And if you make it easier for people to get that, to achieve that, it just means the price continues to go up and go up and go up. And
I don't want to go back to that topic again, but it's not actually addressing the issue. Exactly. It's not, the problem with the 100% mortgage is it doesn't address the issue of the high housing crisis. It just lets the government off the hook.
Exactly.
But Rob, I understand the point you're making. But if I'm earning 150 grand and I've got three kids and I've got a mortgage of, say, 30,000 because I'm living within my means and I've set up a lifestyle around the 150,000 and I drive a BMW and my wife drives a nice people carrier because we've got two or three kids, you know, so you've set your lifestyle up around that money that you get.
Mike, can I just say something now?
Well, hang on. Let me just let Rob respond to that. So I'm no different to Johnny and his wife, who only earn 50 grand between them, and they have a smaller mortgage, a cheaper car, you know, because they've set their lifestyle up around that amount of money.
Yeah, they haven't got a soul for an SUV.
Yeah, I can't beat having a soul.
Some nonsense like that, you know?
Yeah. Four in every five cars now are SUVs. I think four in every five cars.
You can't your measure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sorry, Sean. Sean, you wanted to say something there. Go ahead to Rob.
Yeah, you were talking, like you're saying, if you owned 150,000 and you had a nice BMW and your wife had a car and stuff like that. I get that, Niall. But if you're on 150,000 and you're relying on a tie benefit to come in at the end of the month to pay for one of your cars, then you're not well prepared. You're not prepared yourself as an adult, in my opinion. Like, I don't, like I said, my missus gets the child's benefits and she keeps it, and she doesn't help me with the bills. Well, she doesn't use the child benefit to pay for the bills.
Mm.
The kids are well looked after, and she does look after the kids.
But the kid of the person with 150,000 euros child and your child cost exactly the same amount of money to rear.
Oh, it probably costs more now because you might spoil it more.
Even if you didn't spoil it, it still costs the same amount of money to raise a child. They all have to be fed, they all have to be clothed, they all have to be educated, they all need pampers when they're babies. So they all need the same stuff. So the money is for the child. It's not. See, we're missing the point here. The Constitution states the money's for the child.
Niall, my sister walked in a very well creche. She's a creche teacher. She was a childminder in a creche. She walked in London. She walked in one of the highest creches in London. Okay? And these people were all millionaires. They were all driving Lamborghinis and Bentleys and stuff like that. And do you think they really cared about the child benefit?
But they don't get it. Okay, so they don't get it because in England, if you earn over 50 grand in England, you don't really get it.
No, but I'm just saying, just reverse it to Ireland. So,
okay.
Do you think they really cared about that money going to their bank account? Do you know, now some of them might use it for better things, like some of them might donate it to charity. I can't talk for everyone. But I'm just saying, if it's means tested, Niall, at a certain cap, say, look, can the Irish government use the money better for other projects that need to be? We need development, you know? Like, we need better...
I would agree with you if I thought we were skinned. I would agree with both of you if I thought we were skinned, but we're not.
I'll be honest with you. I think we're getting close. I don't think Ireland's skinned, but neither. The cost of living has gone crazy.
I know. I'm aware of that. And everybody's salary should be increased tomorrow. But that's another day's debate. I mean, look, the cost of living is disgraceful. It's disgusting. It's despicable. It's all those words. You know, and people's salaries haven't gone up with the cost of living. And everybody should be entitled to about a 30% increase in what they're earning, because we're not seeing salaries go up at all over the last 20 years, really. Unless you happen to work in the tech industry. Sorry, Martin, you're listening to Sean and Rob there, just very quickly before we get to the break. Both of them are kind of saying, you know, means testing. You really think somebody who drives, you know, top of the range Mercedes, lives in an 800,000 euro house out in Malahide, you know, has no money worries really, deserves to be getting 200 quid for their kid?
Yeah, well, if that's the case, unless they're maybe, you know, a drug baron or something, I presume they're paying taxes commensurate with they earn and what they're spending. So if they're driving around in the top of the top end Beamer or you know SUV or whatever, they're going to be paying taxes commensurate with what they're paying. But again, for me, it just comes back to the idea. It would equate to saying to somebody who lives in a very nice estate and earns 200,000 a year, and they have all the things that they would apparently want. It would equate to turning around and saying, "Well, you have enough money that the state think you should employ your own police force or your own security force to patrol your estate, or you should pay for your own fire service to provide fire rescue in your own estate."
I get what you're saying. How far do you take it? Yeah.
In principle, what I'm saying is, look, constitutionally, and I know I harp on about the Constitution, but the Constitution is supposed to be the backbone of what protects every single citizen in this country. And the idea of saying that, it doesn't. I'm not saying it does. I'm saying it's supposed to. And we should work damn harder at making sure that it does. But our politicians, in particular, most of them, don't give a tuppenny damn about our Constitution. They would like to see it totally eradicated. For me, it comes down to the constitutional principle of every child in the state is supposed to be regarded with equal measure. That no one child is thought to be of more importance or more value, either monetarily or socially, than any other child. For me, that's where it starts and ends. All the other benefits you're talking about are negotiable. They can be up, they can be down, they can be assessed, you know, they can be based on all kinds of things. But when it comes to the children's allowance, what our parents spend it directly on the children or not, is not the point. It's the principle that's involved. Because when you start to chip away at those constitutional values, we end up, our country ends up as a shithole like China or anywhere else that doesn't
Martin.
Well, it's not quite that. If we're going that way, admit that. We're going that way because people are walking along with our eyes.
I think the Chinese people would disagree with you that China's a shithole, by the way. It's certainly a different type of culture and different kind of economy, but I think many people would agree it was a shithole.
Let me rephrase that. They're living under, actually, I know quite a number of Chinese people, and I would love to visit China, and I would if it wasn't for the Chinese Communist Party.
I understand. I wouldn't like to live in a communist society myself, but many people in China appreciate their country and think their country is great. So I don't want to, you know, blanket turn around and say, you know, China's a shithole, because to many people across China, it's not.
I retract that. I do apologise. I retract that.
No, you don't have to apologise. I just state the fact.
No, I meant politically. Not the people, not the country. It's the massive, I'm sure, beautiful country. There's many places in it I'd love to visit. But, you know, the politics of it are just something
I wouldn't like to live in the politics of China either. Okay, stay there, or North Korea for that matter. Stay there for a second, please, Martin, if you can. Just in reference to the first topic I did tonight, actually, I was going to have a quick look on daft.ie for houses, new houses. And new builds are kind of somewhere now between kind of 470 and 560. So if you took a house, and I worked it out there, 100% mortgage at 558,000, which was one of the houses I seen. That's a mortgage cost of 2,507 on a 100% mortgage at an interest rate of 3.5%. You could rent a house for 2,473 in the same area, the same type of house. So actually now, unlike going back a few years ago, a mortgage is actually more expensive now than rent, particularly if you're going for 100% mortgage. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there. Let me go to Jessica. Jessica, back to children's allowance. Do you believe the rich and famous should get the children's allowance?
I'm gonna ask a silly question. Do politicians get child benefit?
Yeah.
Well, they'd be the first to get caught in my eyes. Absolutely.
They get it. Yeah, they all get it. Everyone's entitled to it if they have children, of course.
Well, they'd be the first to get cut, and then I deal with the rich and the famous and the celebrities. Then they'd be next. Because if you're on a very good salary, you have a very good paying job, pay for your own regrets. I know Martin's saying that. I know the Martin says constitutionally all kids are equal, but sadly, if you're lucky enough to be born into a well-to-do family, you don't have the same stand. You wouldn't have the same standing as.
Into a family on social welfare or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, realistically, kids aren't equal.
No. Sorry, Jessica. Of course, all children aren't equal. That's not the issue. The issue is that under the Constitution, the state is supposed to treat all children equally. Of course, there are children who live in deprivation and there are children that live in luxury. But the state, in the Constitution, are supposed to regard all children as being equal, no matter what strata of society they come from. That's the point.
But
that's completely immaterial. It's irrelevant to the point that constitutionally the state is supposed to regard all children as being equal and cherished equally. I understand what you're saying. I absolutely get what you're saying. As I said, I was looking at the reverse of it. Years back when my children were younger, I was out walking, breaking my back walking. And yes, my wife was getting children's allowance. I was walking. I could look at neighbours who weren't walking, and they were able to afford holidays because they were walking the system. I, on the other hand, didn't walk.
You'll always get people like that who know how to play it. Career. I've said that for years and no one believes me.
I don't think no one believes you. I think we all know that. It's just that when it comes down to it, I don't know. Now, I haven't looked into it. I haven't Googled it. I haven't looked at the figures. I don't know what percentage of the annual state budget goes on children's allowance. But
it's just over 2 billion.
Okay, so what's that as a percentage of the overall?
The latest figures are 650,000 families claim it for over 1.2 million children, which is actually less than 2 children per family. And which just goes to show the figures we were talking about before in relation to the child birth rate in Ireland, which basically is estimated expenditure of 2.1 billion. So the percentage of, how much did we take in last year? 57 billion, was it? Yeah, I think it was somewhere around that anyway. So it's probably about 125. Well, but it's not a huge amount. It's about 5%.
Yeah, 5%. And what percentage of the state budget in total for everything is squandered on things that we all know it's being squandered? Money that's being
The bike shed
is
going down in history. It'll all be in talk shows in 50 years. We'll still be talking about the bike shed.
My point is that the bike shed will live in history as a comical kind of. We look back on it. What I'm talking about is the number of NGOs in this country who are getting billions every year, and are duplicated all over the place. They're doing the same thing in different NGOs. Yep. And we as taxpayers are paying for that. And what do we get out of it? Nothing.
That's 7 billion a year now.
Okay, so 7 billion a year goes to NGOs. And what did you say? 2.1
2.7?
2.1 billion goes to children's allowance.
Okay. So what does that tell you? What do we get from the majority of the NGOs that are in the country? Realistically, every person listening to this program, ask yourself, what has an NGO ever done for you?
Well, no, I can't say that because when we have the NGO argument, there are a lot of NGOs that are a complete waste of space, and we all know exactly which ones we're talking about.
But there are good NGOs.
There are some good NGOs.
There are, Niall. I didn't say every one of them. What I'm saying is, if you were to poll the people listening to this program and ask them, how many of you think that an NGO has stood in and done something for you? There'll be a very, very, very small percentage of people who would reply in the affirmative.
Okay, I'm looking at I'm looking at a text coming in here, Jessica, and somebody says, no one seems to be saying that if a person or a household is taking 100,000 net, they've paid a huge amount from their gross income and taxes. So why shouldn't they be entitled to something back when those who exploit the benefit system all the time take everything on offer, no problem? Also, why do the public have a problem with certain people who are wealthy that worked hard to earn it? Politicians not included. So I think everybody has the same issue with the politicians, Jessica. We're all with you on that one. But I mean, that's a good point, isn't it? I mean, if I earn 150 grand, let's say, well then, I'm paying tax on 150 grand. So I'm paying a lot more tax than somebody who's earning 40 grand.
You know, I get that. And trust me, if I had it my way, if I lived in an ideal world, the little spongers who played the system for every cent they could get, they'd be gone. They'd be barred.
No, I'm not talking about the spongers. I'm talking about people who are low income, who pay very little tax. And then you've got somebody who earns 150 grand and you're suggesting they shouldn't get child benefit. You know, that they pay a lot of tax.
But after the CEO pays his tax, he'll still be able to afford his Beamer and his big house and his kids. He'll still be
able
to afford
that. But you sound like you're kind of begrudging him. You're begrudging him it.
Oh, I'll admit I am. I'm not going to deny it. I'll admit I'm sounding begrudging, because I feel if you are in a very good paying job and you have a good salary, you don't need the extra, 140?
No, it's 200 quid now. They want to put it up to 250.
Oh, geez, 200 quid. And how much?
Yeah, Gira, quick, we're having a child.
And how much did you say Paddy Tobin said he wants?
He wants to increase it by 20% to 250.
No, sorry, no. Like, it's a drop in the ocean to people.
But you don't, Jessica, with the greatest respect, you don't have a kid at the moment. Do you know how much it costs to raise a child? They estimate now, up to the age of 18, it's 200 grand.
Pretty much, and that's without having a child.
Absolutely. Yeah, 200 grand, roughly, up to the age of 18.
Yeah, no, and I get that, but I honestly think someone who's on a well-paying job and a well-salary is able to afford it better. And I don't think they need the child benefit. That's just my opinion. I know I'm sounding like a begrudging. I'll admit that I'm begrudging, because, like I said, yeah, they pay their taxes. It's high taxes and everything, but they don't care about the. I bet you anything, they don't really see the amount of tax, because they're like, it's grand, my net covers me. Your CEOs and big salary earners and your politicians, they're not worried about, after the taxes, what's left at the end of the pay slip.
Well, hang on. Let me just go to Joe as well before I finish this up. Joe, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, not too bad, Niall. Good evening.
I'm sorry, again, Joe. I'm sorry squeezing you at the end. I've literally only got 2 minutes now, but sorry, I do apologise.
Oh, no problem. No, you're grand, yeah. And my sympathies to the people of Liverpool tonight on what happened in...
Shocking, yeah.
It was shocking. It's disgusting. It really is. Really is. My thoughts and prayers go to all the families and everybody that was involved, you know. Mm. Anyway, getting back to this. I was looking at that over the weekend with Padder. You know, look, I have no problem with people being looked after. You know, we always should have, number one, we should always look after our own people first. But I think the problem in this country in the last number of years, and I think going back even further, is that the wrong people are getting the wrong amount of money. What I mean is that we're giving it to people who are coming into the country who shouldn't be getting it, because we're creating a divide and conquer here in this country. You know, people who are genuine, who are paying their taxes, working hard and everything like that, of course they should be all looked after. I have no problem with that. But I do I have an issue with people who are coming into this country, right? And I'm sorry now if you think I'm being harsh, but I am a bit harsh here, but I'm standing up for my own people, for my own country. And I believe that Irish people should be looked after first, not the whole world. And I think this is what's the problem. A lot of the money is going to the wrong people. And that's why I'm afraid is that you could have that situation where people who are genuine, who are getting it, Irish people will be suffering as a result of it, like, you know? And that's the problem.
Well, I'm trying to remember now, but I don't know what the criteria exactly for children or child benefit is. I assume you have to be a citizen. I don't know. I actually don't know. I get mileage. I'm just curious now.
I understand that.
You're just resident in the country.
You see the way the government are carrying on here in the last couple of years. They're giving out money left, right and centre. It's like giving out candy bars.
I don't disagree with you. No, I know. We're squandering money recklessly. Stop. Yeah, and we are squandering.
We're squandering money, yeah. And I think the problem is, this is a kind of a boom-bust kind of politics I think is coming.
But to be fair, to agree with what Martin said earlier on, there's lots of places I could talk about tonight and debates we could have about the reckless waste of government, of taxpayers' money, be it in immigration, be it in all sorts of different things and all the NGOs and everything else. But child benefit is not one of those things that I believe is a reckless spend of money, generally speaking.
No. I totally look. No child should ever be starved, because you see it there over the last couple of years with the lockdowns, when children were deprived of clothing and shoes, and you saw then how the government had to do a U-turn at the very end and demand that children's shoes and clothing was essential. Do you remember when you had a minister coming on television saying that clothes were not essential?
Oh, I remember that. That was because one of the shops had the children's clothes section.
That's right, Dunn's stores, yeah, Dunn's. And you had people ringing in the likes of RT saying, oh, there's women going in buying clothes for their children. It was like the squeal line, you know, like ringing up, squealing on your fellow men and women. Oh, it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, that's a whole topic for another night. By the way, just to clarify, you don't have to be a citizen to get child benefit, but you have to qualify as a habitual resident of the country under that piece of legislation. So you have to be a resident of the country.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.